This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to the party, pal!
Got a six-month backlog in New York scumbags I'm still trying to put behind bars.
Come out to the coast. We'll get together, have a few laughs.
Who gives a f***?
Yes, I was wrong about you.
You're not such an
ass. How's that, ass?
Shh, it's okay. I've done this before.
I'm the Energizer Bunny.
Listen to me.
Sister Teresa called me Mr. McLean in the third grade. Friends call me John.
F*** off.
You're neither, Ed.
Yeah, I got a deal for you.
But I let you live.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
He is not only our resident Hall of Famer and resident movie star, but he is also our living, walking, talking, breathing encyclopedia of all things Houston sports. He is the General John McLean, joining us in studio to start off the new year. And, you know, I said resident movie star. Now maybe resident movie director?
Mm.
John, you've got a movie project that you're working on that I'd like you to tell us a little more about, because it very much involves football, it involves Texas, and it's all right here. And you know, we've talked to some big name former players and Hall of Fame players. What's going on with this Prairie View Interscholastic League documentary that you're working on?
The director is Mark Burns, who's done a tremendous job. He and the writer, Joe Holly, an author and longtime Chronicle columnist, have had to go through like 40 hours of interviews. My job was to do most of the interviews. Rob Lynch has done incredible jobs. Producer Scott Nethery, executive producer. And it's the four of us. We've traveled to Canton. We've been to Waco, San Antonio, Brady, Key Largo, Florida, to interview Jimmy Johnson. And the premiere is going to be, and you guys will be getting invitations on January 30th. It'll be available to the public on February 1st. And I tweeted a lot about it yesterday, and I retweeted everything this morning. And when I get home, I'm going to tweet more, because I'm trying to get people talking about it.
The word out.
It comes out, yeah. Because we're hoping everybody will retweet all the information. But the title is the PVIL story, separate but equal, ? And it's about high school football in Texas before integration. And Rob Lynch came up with that idea. We had finished working on one with about Bum, Wade, and Wes Phillips, and I recommended Southwest Conference. And then Rob started telling some stories. I said, where'd you hear those stories? He said, from Joe Green and Kenny Houston. I said, we got to hear more of that. And the stories, the only three members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame still alive, Joe Green, Kenny Houston, and Emmett Thomas from Angleton. And we have interviewed former players, coaches, administrators. Michael Hurd, former Post sports writer, was at USA Today. And Michael was working, retired from Prairie View A&M. He wrote the definitive book, Thursday Night Lights, about high school football in Texas with the Prairie View Interscholastic League, all black, and what they went through compared to the all-white university interscholastic league. And of all the interviews we've done, none of them complained about it. And people are like, well, why is Warren Moon interviewed? He grew up in L.A. Because when he was a little kid, he read a story in Sport Magazine about the greatest quarterback nobody knows of, and it was Eldridge Dickey from Booker T. Washington here, who went to Tennessee State to play for John Merrick because he let him throw the ball. And so Warren fell in love with Eldridge Dickey and said he played quarterback in the yard and the street. I'm Eldridge Dickey. And when coaches, when he was little, wanted him to play a different position, nope, I'm playing quarterback. I'm Eldridge Dickey. And he tells a great story about it. He wouldn't be where he is today without Eldridge Dickey, who died here in 2000. Dickey was the first black quarterback drafted in the first round, 1968, by the Raiders. And his story is unbelievable. Al Davis drafted him, never played him at quarterback, had no intention of doing it because he had Daryl LaMonica coming back as MVP. He had George Blanda, and he drafted Kenny Stabler in the second round. Why would he draft Eldridge Dickey? Well, it's keep him away from the Chiefs and Hank Stram, their arch rival. And what Stram has a quote, what the Raiders did to Eldridge Dickey is criminal. And Santana Dotson, who grew up here, is dead. We interviewed him, and he played with the Raiders. And he started getting emotional when we were talking to him about Eldridge Dickey. And said, why are you getting emotional? He said, because we thought he was the one. He was the black quarterback who was going to show all the white general managers and owners that a black man could play quarterback just as well as a white man. But then Al Davis never gave him a chance. He had 4 years as a backup. And they let him play in a preseason game against the Chiefs in Birmingham. And he was so great that two Chiefs, his opponent, defensive tackle Ernie Ladd and Buck Buchanan, picked him up and carried him off the field to the Raiders tunnel. And we've talked to people that were there. Why did they do that? Because they had such great respect for what he did in that game and his talent, but he never got to show it any other time. And it was just an unbelievable story. Turkey Day Classic. Ralph Cooper's been great. Ralph is one of the all-time best media people here. Just voted in a Gridiron Legends of Texas. And Ralph is talking to him was unbelievable. Talking to Jimmy Johnson. People are like, what's Jimmy Johnson got to do with all-black high school football? And we went to Lubbock to interview 97-year-old Pete Regas, who was the head coach of Corpus Christi Miller in 1960. Johnny Rowland was their best player, and he led them to the state championship, first integrated state championship in Texas history. And Johnny and the coach, Pete Regas, told us the best team they played was not Wichita Falls that beat in the finals, but Port Arthur Jefferson, and Jimmy Johnson was the best player. So Rob Lange calls Jimmy, and Jimmy says, I can't remember last week, much less 1960. And then Jimmy thought about it. He said, come on. So we went, the four of us went to Key Largo, met him at his restaurant, sports bar. He was great talking about the times of all black PVIL and all white UIL and about that specific game in which they lost 6-0 and Johnny Rowland 60-yard touchdown run. And so it's been a labor of love. It's fascinating. It's gratifying. It's
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Frustrating. Joe Green, when he was at Temple Dunbar, they let them use the white stadium from Temple High School, but wouldn't let them dress in the locker rooms because they were black. So they had pregame, halftime, and postgame in the end zone. It could be raining, lightning. Yeah. And Joe said, I saw a lot of majorettes. And Kenny Houston played at Lubbock Dunbar. And when they were on the road in an old bus in the piney woods of East Texas, and they had to go to the bathroom, no gas stations would let them use it. So when enough of them had to go to the bathroom, they'd drive down into the woods. Bus driver would open the thing and tell them, don't forget to take the toilet paper. And they would all go out and then come back on the bus and then go play their game. And Joe Green never had a roof over his head until he got to North Texas. Never had water during a game or practice. They bring him a cup. What's that? It's water. What do I want with that? Well, for dehydration, what's that? I've never had water. You get water in practice? They never had his ankles taped. He couldn't believe He fought him. He didn't want his ankles taped. And then when they did it and he saw how quick and fast he was, he's like, damn. And that's how he became the greatest defensive tackle in history.
First time you get your ankles taped results in the first time you as a guy shave your legs.
Yeah. Because when you take that tape off, when that tape comes off.
That was first time I ever had my ankles taped. That was a
does not feel good.
Life-altering experience.
Does not feel good.
Anyway, I'll let you guys know when it's going to be available on February 1st and how people can see it. But we're really excited because we think 15 months we've worked on it.
Wow.
Mark Burns has done a great job. And we're like, we think we've stumbled on something big thanks to Michael Hurd's book. And I would encourage anybody, if you have any interest in this, high school football in Texas during the period of the Prairie View Interscholastic League, check out Thursday Night Lights because it is enlightening.
That was 7 minutes of education. And
we love it.
Now I'm really looking forward to seeing this documentary because there is so much that I'm going to learn about the history of Texas high school football. And not being from Texas, obviously I didn't grow up with any of this.
Me either.
And I am always fascinated by the evolution of sport. And things that how sport has changed. You guys know I'm kind of a baseball historian, so I'm well versed in how the evolution of baseball.
Yeah.
But to see it football, not just football, but here at just the local state level, at the high school level, the evolution of football is really compelling story to me.
I grew up in Texas in Waco, and I knew there was an all black high school conference, but I never paid any attention to it. And Kenny Houston and Joe, they said they never had any interest in playing the white guys. They didn't pay attention. They knew that there was an all-white league out there, but they were more concerned with winning theirs. Elmo Wright, who invented the end zone dance and played for the Cougars and the Chiefs, Elmo went to Sweeney High School and led them to the state championship, PVIL. Before the next year started in school, they told all the black kids, go across the tracks to the white school. Okay, so they did, and he led them to a UIL championship, back-to-back championships by Elmo Wright. When people see what we're doing, they'll be shocked at all the players who played in the all-black Prairie View Interscholastic League, and I was shocked. And there's one, I got to tell you, one more great story. Bill Bradley, Super Bill Bradley, when he came out of Palestine High School, he was top quarterback in the state. Longhorns got him, of course. Jerry Levias was in Beaumont, and I had heard about him, but he was in the PVIL. And so they played a big 33 All-Star game back then, Texas All-Stars against Penn State All-Stars. And Jerry was one of three black players on the Texas team, coached by Bobby Lane and Doak Walker, two Hall of Famers. And Bill Bradley, nobody wanted a room with Jerry, and Bradley said, if he can play, I'll room with him. And he did, and Bradley threw him a couple touchdown passes. They won. They've been really good friends ever since. And when we were interviewing Bill, we had Jerry come in a back door where he couldn't see him, and Jerry came up and kind of stood to the side. And Bill knew somebody was at his periphery, and finally, while I'm interviewing him, in the middle of the interview, he looks. And then they jump up and start hugging each other and crying and everything. It just was so emotional.
And the name of the documentary again?
Is the PVIL story, Separate but Equal. And I tweeted a 30-second teaser yesterday among a lot of others, McLean_on_NFL. And that teaser is Mark Burns did a great job. It is powerful.
This is something I am now very, very interested to get to watch. So
well, you'll get to watch it on January 30th.
All right, I'm going to keep that date out, man. I'm ready to go watch that.
I believe that's a Friday, right?
That's a Friday. Yeah. Everybody in the media, in Houston media, is going to get an invitation. We're going to have a lot of players who are in it, and we're invited a lot of other players who are interested. We got like 30 who confirmed the first day, a lot of former Oilers, some former Texans, and can't wait.
He's General John McLean with us in studio for the first time this year, and we'll have more with the General coming up next. We'll get into your playoff-bound Houston Texans. On the other side, Chris Partee, Patrick Creighton, in for John and Reg. In the Loop!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.